This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. We are live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. If you have ever wanted a hot tub or a big green egg, it is a great time to come in here and get one this weekend. Plus, you can enter to win a Kamado Joe. They're going to do the drawing on Monday. So swing on by. We're off the Justin Road location in Flower Mound, but there's three different ones here across DFW, and they are a platinum-level big green egg dealer. Thanks for making us part of your day. We're still standing by for Stephen Jones. Very busy day up there at the Star. So Steven's going to join us when he can. We have some really good Cowboys questions for him, so I hope you can get an opportunity to listen to that when it does happen. All right. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, just call the Frankels, 214-333-3333, or go online to truckwreck.com. I believe Chiafalo has some fun with sports audio for us to engage in right here.
Yeah, absolutely. Got a couple of clips for us. Michael Irvin, Reggie Bush, and one of them involving Broadus's old fella, old teammate, old brother, Sean Payton.
Sean Payton, I got it.
It's actually a Sean Payton story brought to you by Reggie Bush. And so we will get to that here in just a moment. But I did want to play this Michael Irvin sound because he was on with Rich Eisen, the Rich Eisen Show. And I guess Michael Irvin heard a quote, okay, from Jalen Hurts, the Eagles quarterback. And it rung so true, and it felt it must have felt like to Michael Irvin like something he had never heard before. And so he thought this quote and this analogy or whatever it is that Jalen Hurts said to his teammates was so spectacular that he had to talk about it with Rich Eisen. And this feels like Michael Irvin sort of at the height of pleasure. Here he is, playmaker.
This quote, this saying that I heard Jalen Hurts said, I get chills thinking about it. He said, I said to all my playmakers, we cannot just feel the temperature in the room. We must be the thermometer. Oh, snap! Oh, do y'all get how great that is? Oh, snap! All of my playmakers, we can't just receive what's going on in the game. We gonna set the tone every Sunday out here. And then they put that damn tape on every time one of them make a play. I saw Devontae Smith jumping up, taking balls down like he was the 6'5 Arthur Warren Brown. I said, oh God, this is ugly. What is going on? And that quote, we cannot just feel the temperature in the room. We must be the thermometer. Something like that on top of them capes, boy. I'm sorry. Somebody better do something about what I'm seeing.
I'll be honest with you. I don't even know what that means.
Okay, I think he means thermostat.
I was getting ready to say, bro. My man has got the quote all the way wrong, even though he's still making the point strong.
Yeah.
It's be the thermostat, not the thermometer. That means the thermostat sets the temperature.
Yeah, there you go. Now you turn yourself up to the appropriate temperature.
My
guy.
Oh,
yeah. So good.
Yeah. It's Michael Irvin season. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, Mike. Yes. I was trying to figure that out, and I was like, man, that didn't make a hell of a lot of sense.
No, it didn't. But if you, I was thinking, you're giving the temperature?
Yeah.
No, you're not a reporter of the temperature. You're setting the temperature to what you want, and I think that's huge right there. And for a sports leader like Michael Irvin, who's always capable of doing that, right? It's one thing for you to be able to do that, but can you communicate that message to your teammates? And that's how you get to a level of intensity where you can win three championships in four seasons and not have distractions tear you down. You have to be conscious and aware of that level of energy and intensity that you're bringing. Now, I don't know, I don't know if you can do it as Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Like, I think the other interesting thing about when Michael Irvin talks about having that intensity and that focus and that leadership is he talks about it like they didn't have the most talent in the NFL for 5 years. You know,
yeah.
Like he and champions on loaded teams will talk about how you got to look each other in the eye. It's like, well, no, you kind of ended up with more talent than everybody. You know, there's that part of it too that I wonder about. Like if Michael Irvin didn't have that ability to adjust the thermostat, Cowboys are still winning lots of Super Bowls.
Yeah. And I don't know. Jalen Hurts, he is definitely sort of the flavor of the month right now. These guys love him. And I do think those leadery qualities that we talk about with, you know, like a Dak Prescott, it seems like Jalen Hurts kind of possesses some of that.
Oh, no, and there's no doubt. I mean, he had a lot of comparisons, I think, to Dak from that regard coming out of school at Alabama, right? I mean, mm-hmm. the question marks were him as a passer. And he may, I mean, certainly Lincoln Riley helped him a lot at Oklahoma when he moved from Alabama to OU, but the leadership traits were always there. This year, it seems like it's really just coming together, but I will remind people, everyone wants to crap on Dak Prescott right now. The first 7 weeks of last year, this time last year, nobody was crapping on Dak Prescott. He was the MVP front runner for the first half of the season. Everyone's loving Jalen Hurts right now. Let's see if he has a Denver Bronco game and then comes back down to the earth at some time this year.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a long season.
Maybe Jacksonville.
And he's benefiting
maybe.
Quite a bit.
I hope it is.
Yeah, Walchuk is banking on that right now. So thank you to the Playmaker for relaying that information. Though it was though he misquoted Jalen Hurts, it was clearly something that's kind of struck a nerve with the Playmaker. He wanted to let the people know. And the mythology around Jalen Hurts is growing by the second here. Like there's doomed for some sort of crash at some point, because you have quotes from the OC in Philly. Did you guys see this? Shane Steichen talking about the work ethic of Jalen Hurts, okay? Maybe it is that. You wanna do that one more time?
Stachen?
Yeah. Whatever that was. Shane Stachen. He says, on Friday we met after practice this past week. This is just an entire quote about the work ethic of Jalen Hurts, and everybody's just like absolutely loving this guy right now. Friday we meet after practice. This past week, I'm walking through the weight room, 4 o'clock, kind of everyone is gone. He's in there working. Shoot, last week, I don't even remember what time it was, maybe 8 o'clock at night, he came up and he said, what's up? I said, going to go home and get some rest. He said, I'm going to go in the weight room, and I'm getting on the bike. He doesn't stop. And then one more, he doesn't leave the building. Like, this guy is here all day, every day. All he cares about is football. When all you care about is football, you're going to be successful. That's what he does. It's all he thinks about. He never takes days off. I mean, he's always working.
No days.
Everybody's just loving this guy. Right?
I'd work nonstop if I had that skill set.
No
too.
Days off.
Day by day. No days off. Day by day.
Yeah. That's the Bill Belichick, Jalen Hurts motto right there. Okay, let's talk about Sean Payton. Brought us his guy.
I'm ready.
Future Cowboys coach Sean Payton.
Okay, that's exactly right.
We still think that's happening?
We have Reggie Bush sitting down with the I Am Athlete guys.
I like
guys.
McCarthy. I've always liked McCarthy.
Yeah, Brodus, you've often said that.
You're a big McCarthy guy.
I'm a huge McCarthy guy.
So here's Reggie Bush sitting down with Brandon Marshall, I Am Athlete, talking about draft day and being drafted.
You'll get a massage, Brian.
Lucius has got the fastball working today.
Yeah, he does. Here he is, Reggie Bush on Sean Payton.
Obviously, the Saints got the second pick, and then the Jets have the third pick. And my agents was like, we want to go to New York, third pick. Big city, marketing, marketable. You know what I'm saying? You're going to make a lot more money. So I was like, you know, kind of sold an idea, like, all right, let's do it. But Sean Payton, so my agent called Sean Payton, he's like, hey, don't draft us. We're not coming. Don't draft us, right? And Sean's like, this verbatim, you. I'm drafting Reggie Bush, and I'm the owner.
That sounds like Sean Payton.
Yeah. Yeah. I swear to God.
So it's bleep you to the agent of Reggie Bush. I'm drafting Reggie Bush. I don't care about what marketing things he wants with the Jets and all that kind of off-the-field stuff. Sean Payton's like, no, I'm drafting this guy. And if you want to pull an Eli Manning on me, do it. Obviously, that didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, this is called an NFL draft, not to choose which way you want to go, where you want to go, and all that. You know, I bet he regrets that a little bit, though, taking him, don't you? I mean, Reggie Bush was supposed to take over the league, and he had a nice career, right?
Yeah, I'd say I'm trying to remember because that was the 06 draft, and I was trying to remember because I remember calling Sean about it. Who was taken? Who did
Mario Williams went?
Mario Williams, that's
which
it.
Was a shocker.
Good job, and I tell you what, that's great work with young people. No, he the Texans took Mario. I remember talking to Sean, and he was really interested in Mario Williams. He really, really was interested. And I'm like, okay, you know, hey, I'm hearing, man, that the Texans are going to take Mario Williams. He goes, well, what are you hearing? I'm like, I go, you're going to have a shot to get Reggie Bush. And he's like, yeah, I mean, I love Reggie Bush. I want to get Reggie Bush. So, yeah, Sean was thinking that Reggie Bush was going to go ahead of him. But it ended up coming his way. So, yeah, I mean, I had pretty good intel that day. And Sean, but he was very excited about the possibility of draft. He felt like that he could completely change the direction of what his offense was going to be.
Well, you know, like for the modern running back, like the whole template of a guy who can be slot receiver slash dynamic
receiver,
running back.
Slasher, yeah. All those things that you want in an offensive player. That's Reggie Bush was one of the most dynamic players I've ever scouted him. Guys like Luke Kuechly, I mean, on defense and stuff. But Reggie Bush, when you watch that film, like it'd take your breath away when you're watching him play.
Oh, in college? Yeah. Yeah. It was unbelievable. Yards per attempt in the NFL. He got over four like five times. About every other year he'd get over five.
Strange.
There was a lot of, you know, really underperforming years for him. I was just surprised.
I wonder if that whole thing that happened with him at USC with, you know, about his Heisman and all that. I mean, there was so many questions about him, and I wonder if that – when he got in the NFL, that wore on him a little bit. I'm not trying to make excuses for the guy, but
I think it was those Pac-12 defenses.
Yeah, but man, every time they handed him the ball, it was like that Barry Sanders hold your breath moments, you know, when you're watching him play.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing watching him, man. And and just hearing that story about Sean Payton is pretty legendary. And like the alpha mentality of Sean Payton, just like, no,
that's what you need. You know, and I don't know if he'll be the Cowboys coach next year or 5 years from now, but I do believe he'll be the Cowboys coach eventually. And I think, you know, the longer Jerry goes, the impatience and the end of the tunnel whole thing, I think eventually he'll say, I don't care, Steven or whoever, we need to get there. You know, Sean Payton will come in and I think be the type of visionary leader and type of no-nonsense guy this organization needs.
Yeah, Sean, even like, what, week two, week three, hinting that he's coming back, he kind of misses it and all that. I at least thought he would get to halfway through the season. So if you're over there at Fox, you're like, okay, well, we're going to lose this guy after 8 months.
They got to hope Brady's ready to retire.
There's talk that Brady won't do this job.
Yeah.
The Cowboys have definitely saved the regular season. I think that. But remember how mad Jerry was last year after the loss?
Oh, yeah.
You know, this team was so loaded, and they couldn't even get out of the first round. And now, even though they lost four players, they draft Tyler Smith, the running game is back, the defense is better. If it happens again, I think you could win 11 or 12 games in the regular season and heads would finally roll because of the disappointment of having that much talent and not being able to do more. Now, many people would say it's because your quarterback's not good enough. And I might be prone to agree with you in some ways on that. But if you're the head coach, you can't change the quarterback. I mean, if you're the owner, you can't change the quarterback.
If they win 11 or 12 games and if they lack success in the playoffs, Dan Quinn's going to be your next head coach.
Yeah.
That's what I believe it's going to happen.
You think it's Quinn before Sean?
I do. I think because what's going to happen is as long as the roster, as long as you keep going and getting Tyler Smiths of the world and guys like that, that gives Will and Steven the opportunity to take Jerry down a different path.
Okay.
You know, Dan Quinn is the guy that, like, he lines up with how Will and Steven think. Yeah, more so than Sean.
Makes sense.
Okay, I do believe we're going to get Steven Jones coming up in about 5 minutes.
Yep.
Okay, Steven Jones will join us here. We'll move Biggest L, Biggest Dub a little bit later on in the show as we broadcast live Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. 60-month 0% APR on all hot tubs. Payments as low as $117 a month. Three locations if you're looking for a hot tub or something like that. Arlington, Flower Mound, and Richardson. Plus, there's a location in Austin, Texas if you're down there streaming. Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. This is the place to be for stuff like that. All right, we're back with Steven Jones and the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.